from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Pro Temp Brian Bowman.
Present.
Councilmember Everhart.
Present.
Councilmember Farrelletto.
Here.
Councilmember Glumbeck.
Here.
Majority Leader Halton Pope.
Present.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Present.
Councilmember Rivera.
Present.
Council President Scanlon.
Present.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would ask that you please remain standing for today's invocation. For today's invocation, I welcome back to the chambers Reverend Al Warner.
It is good to be back. And I know for you, the people's business never stopped in the month of August, but hopefully you had a moment to pause in the midst of all that's going on. Some of you may remember a movie that was set in Buffalo, supposedly, named Bruce Almighty from a few years ago. The stars never made it to Buffalo, but it nonetheless had Buffalo as a backdrop. At one point in the movie, he was trying to sort through prayer requests, and he asked that God would turn them to post-it notes. And an avalanche of post-it notes was immediately there. If the prayers over the city of Buffalo today were turned to post-it notes, I think the number one theme would be this. Parents and grandparents and lots of other folks praying for kids going back to school this week. I think there's nothing closer to the heart of citizens all across our great city than kids back in school. Parents praying, grandparents like us praying, teachers, administrators, principals, there's a whole lot. Security guards in the schools, even an occasional child might pray. Psalm 127 says it interestingly, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. And then verse 3 says this, children are a gift from the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you that children are a gift. And Lord, today in the chambers, we join our hearts and mind, and yes, prayers, with so many across this city that are thinking, focused on. They've done all the preparation to get kids ready to head back to school this week. And teachers are preparing and all the people in schools and the children are going back. Father, we thank you that children are a gift from you. We ask that in this school year, you said that we labor in vain if we try to guard the city by ourselves. We ask, Lord, would you guard our city, guard our children, guard the treasure that they are. The richest resource in this city are the kids. Father, we ask that you would guard them. Let this be a great year of teaching. Let this be a great year of making good friendships. Let this be a great year of teachers teaching well and students grasping the principles. And let it be a safe, secure year. Lord, I pray even now, guard and protect our children, our grandchildren, a treasure from you. We ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Council members, in memoriams. Council member Glumbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President. First off, Deborah Ann Bellani passed away. Mike's wife, who I'm sure many, if not all of you, have met over the years. The two of them have been so active in so many things. I was trying to remember the last time that I'd seen the two of them together, and it was actually at Willie Hutch Jones's cookout last year. You know, she was battling, I believe, at that point, and unfortunately passed away this past week. So my heartfelt sympathy to her and her family. Also, someone that I'm sure we've all met at one point or another, and maybe some of us played under, Tavi Asseris, passed away. And it was not funny, haha, but funny, interesting that it was a week after Nick Bonifacio's celebration of life that Tavi passed away. And the two of them were very, very close on the west side between the Butler Mitchell Boys and Girls Club and everything that Tavi did with Little League. I know that I sponsored teams there because I would have kids in my neighborhood that not only played for Black Rock Riverside Little League, but up in North Buffalo in the University and Delaware districts. And also, I think it was the Girls Ponytail League. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he started the first girls league in the city of Buffalo. He will be very, very sorely missed by not his own children, because he didn't have any, but I think that he probably had tens of thousands of children that he had an impact on through all the years that he did things in the city of Buffalo.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Thank you. Just want to ask the prayers for the city of Buffalo regarding the passing of Champ Eve. I know his funeral, he's been funeralized, but I did want to acknowledge him. He was a fierce proponent of the city of Buffalo. The Eve family goes way back when we talked about Arthur Eve, our assembly member. And I remember him tapping me to do something that I thought I wasn't interested in doing, but he got me to do something regarding an organization many years ago, Mr. Eve. And then Champ, I came to know him, and one of my first experiences in playing football, and this was flag football, but this guy was fierce. And during the homegoing, they talked about how fierce he was in competition, how kind he was, and how resilient he was. And my heart and my prayers go out to the Eve family. They lost their mom back several months ago. So I know this has been a tough year for them, but they have been a symbol for this community. And again, my heart goes out to that family in the passing of someone that many of us know and appreciate, and Champ Eve. Thank you.
Majority Leader Helton Pope and then Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you. I'd like to echo the sentiments of my colleague regarding Mr. Arthur O. Eve, affectionately known as Champ. He was a father. He was a husband, a loving and devoted husband, a loving and devoted father. But he was also a great friend to those of us who knew him, and he has left an indelible mark on anybody who's ever met him, from his personality, his sharp words, but also his thoughtful heart. And when he was for you, he was 100% behind your back. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to get to know him, to know all of that side of him, and to be able to work alongside him. He will be sorely missed by myself and, frankly, the entire city of Buffalo. Even if you don't know, he's had an impact on you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also just want to echo the sentiments of my colleagues regarding Champ Arthur Eve, who has been a friend of the Lovejoy office and many offices for so many years, and I got to know him early on working in City Hall, but he truly believed in good government and did so many things to affect change in good government. Lovejoy District, we also lost another great leader in Christine Swans. She was the founder of the Cortland Block Club over in the Schiller Park community, and she created and cultivated a great new group of neighbors who are still active and doing great things to protect the quality of life on their street today. And also Sandra Carroll, who was another member of our Cortland Block Club. She delivered Meals on Wheels to the community, worked for our senior center. So we lost a couple great advocates and activists in our Lovejoy District. Thank you.
Councilmember Rivera, and then Councilwoman Everhart.
I would also like to remember the two people that actually all three, because I've known Champ Eve for so many years, starting off with his father when he represented a great swath of the East Side, and he fought for education. And Champ used the political process to address the needs of his community. Some people get involved in politics for different reasons. He got involved because of the community. And one thing no one would like to do is speak after Champ. After he spoke, there was nothing left to say. He was articulate. His memory was infallible. He can go on and on and on and tell you who did what, and what year, what date. And he was only 60, I think 7, when he passed on. But he leaves a legacy for many people, especially the youth that he coached in basketball, and those that he mentored, and those that he helped through the political process. Many people are here because of Champ Eve, because of the work he's done. Tavi Asserice and Nick Bonifacio, those are pillars on the West Side. I brag about many of the leaders that come from the West Side. Obviously, I'm a West Side booster. And I think of Masiello and Joe Jambra, who were county executive and mayor in Sedita, came from the West Side. Nick Bonifacio came from the West Side. He was a director at the Butler Mitchell, and so many kids, including my two sons, who are now grown up and have children, and I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, have been impacted by Nick Bonifacio. That's how I found out Nick had passed on, my son, who says, I used to go to the boys' club, and there was nobody like Nick, not even after that. And they're good people at the Boys and Girls Club, but nobody worked as hard as Nick for the kids on the West Side. He served here on the Common Council as council member and majority leader. One of the things that I always admired in him as my predecessor was his constituency and how he worked for constituents. I called his office as a constituent. He showed up on my porch within an hour, and I was shocked. I said, this way government works? This is before I even thought about running for office. And so he certainly left a good example for us, and I can't think of all the legislation and all the things he did on the Common Council. Tavi Asserice, he never married, and kids, all the kids were his children. All the kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, my children all went to T-ball. With Tavi Asserice. I have pictures of my youngest son, Jonathan, who's now an assembly member, with his uniform, just 4 or 5 years old, because of Tavi. And he would constantly call for help with whether it was roller hockey at the Tavi Asserice in North District or baseball at the park, LaSalle Park. And he cared so much about the kids down to the very last minute. He was a businessman as well. While he was doing this, he was the owner of Royal Printing. So many of us had dealings with Tavi Asserice as a business person as well. But I think his passion and compassion has always been for the kids. And certainly they will be missed. Both of them will be missed. And certainly we'll remember them some way, somehow, somewhere on the West Side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Council President. I too would like to offer my condolences to the Eve family. Champ was a friend. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if he didn't give you the tough love, he didn't love you. And I definitely was a recipient of that tough love, but he was a friend. He was a big brother. He was there for me. And he will truly, truly be missed. And like my colleague here, you know, a lot of people would not be in politics if it were not for Champ, but a lot of people also would not have college education if it were not for his father. And so our hearts are with the Eve family forever. But I also would like to lift up the Vinson family of the Maston District and the University District. This past week, we lost Mr. Vinson, who owned JB's Barbershop on East Delavan. It was a staple in the Maston District for over 40 years, and he will sorely be missed as well. Thank you.
Councilmember Nowakowski. Thank you, Mr. President. I want to also remember Champ Eve, and Councilmember Rivera brought up a very, very important point. A lot of people help get to us council members into these chambers, and for myself, Champ took stock in me and gave me a shot, and is definitely one of the major reasons why I get to serve the residents of the Fillmore District. Thank you, Mr. President.
For those who've been mentioned, as well as any members of the first responder community or our military community that have lost their lives in service since our last meeting, I'd like to take a moment of silence. All right, everyone, welcome back from recess. I hope everyone had a fantastic recess to get the meeting started today. We have a couple of presentations, and we will start with Majority Leader Halton Pope.
As she's coming, I will start her proclamation. Ms. Juanita McClain is a native of Buffalo, New York, and has profoundly impacted our community through her dedication to education and advocacy, despite her lifelong battle with sickle cell disease. Her determination led her to a bachelor's degree in science in 2016, and followed by her role as a substitute teacher in Buffalo Public Schools, she has inspired countless students. She furthered her commitment to education by obtaining her master's degree in earth science education in 2020. I don't like worms. I just want to put that out there, but I admire you for that. Becoming an earth science educator and a role model for aspiring students. In 2022, she founded the Sickle Cell Warriors of Buffalo, Inc. as a nonprofit organization dedicated to advocating for education and awareness of sickle cell disease and sickle cell trait, which also contributed to the Red Cross of Western New York Biomed Community Sickle Cell Initiative to improve blood donor matching. Therefore, we hereby proclaim that the Common Council, the City of Buffalo, honors and celebrates the exemplary dedication and contributions of Ms. Juanita McClain, recognizing her unwavering commitment to making a difference in the lives of those impacted by sickle cell disease. We are so proud of you. We're so excited to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's give a warm applause for Ms. McClain.
So I just want to say really quickly that it is a blessing and an honor to be here amongst you all today. And we just really are appreciative of the recognition for sickle cell disease, because we know that sickle cell disease is one that is less talked about than most diseases, and less funded and less treated. So we want to all continue to work together for not just Sickle Cell Awareness Month, but also all year round to help bring change for our sickle cell warriors, better access to care, treatment, research, whatever it is that they may need to have a better experience with living with sickle cell disease and longevity. So thank you all.
Next, we have a presentation from Councilwoman Everhart.
Thank you, Council President. Is Jason Moore here? If you could, please come on down, sir. And I know we usually don't read these full proclamations, but this young man, I've been doing a little research and checking him out,
and he's remarkable. So I think that it is worth reading. And again, I do want to offer my congratulations personally to Ms. Juanita for all the work that she's done in our community. So Jason Moore is a native of Buffalo, New York. He has exemplified extraordinary dedication and perseverance as a sickle cell warrior, overcoming personal challenges while tirelessly advocating for others affected by this inherited blood disorder. Through his role as a devoted father, son, musician, fashion designer, and artist, Jason has used his diverse talents to inspire and uplift those around him, serving as a multifaceted leader within our community. As the owner of the Sell Out Collective Advocacy Group and Ace of All Trades Apparel, Jason has established platforms that not only support the sickle cell community, but also empower individuals to embrace their unique identities and talents. Jason's vision to restore the sickle cell warriors of Buffalo to the level of recognition and prominence that the Sickle Cell Foundation of Buffalo once held, and to further elevate awareness of sickle cell disease on a global scale, speaks to his unwavering commitment to improving the lives of countless individuals affected by this condition. I hereby proclaim that we, the City of Buffalo Common Council, do honor and celebrate Jason Moore for his outstanding contributions, his exemplary character, and his relentless pursuit of a better future for the sickle cell community and beyond. Congratulations, Jason, and thank you. We're going to take a
thank you all for having us here, myself and Juanita. You know, it's been a long walk here, but it's been beautiful even though it's been a struggle. You know, sickle cell is the most inherited blood disorder in the world, but just so least talked about. And I always just bring up, you know, it's crazy with the same thing that keeps you alive, the same thing that's trying to take you out at the same time. That's your blood, you know? We just want to smile like everybody else, and we just want to bring to the forefront what we're advocating for, and you know, just pure love for everybody. Let's keep it right. Happy health.
Everybody be well.
Thank you.
This is
pretty
awesome.
Okay,
right.
There we go.
Thank you. On a motion by Majority Leader Halton Pope, seconded by President Pro Temp Bowman, the minutes of the stated meeting held on July 23rd, 2024, and July 30th, 2024 were approved. Council members, you have the late files before you. Are there any objections to any of the late files? Hearing no objections, we will hear the agenda in its entirety. This does not take away your right to pause the meeting if you haven't had a chance to review any of the late files. Clerk, from the top, please.
Item number one, appointments, Commission on Citizens' Rights and Community Relations.
Motion to send to civil service.
Item number two, Mayor Brown, out of town travel.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number two, Mayor Brown, out of town travel, August 19th through August 21st.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number three, veto message, CCP 241186, CCP 241187, CCP 241188, CCP 241189.
Motion to override with Mr. Scanlon and Mr. Golombek in the negative.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number four, Buffalo Arts Commission, permission to hire Russell Marty Conservation Services for Young Lincoln Sculpture.
Motion to send to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number five, Citizen Services Monthly Report, July 2024.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number six, 166-170 Dart Street, Extension, Buffalo State University.
Motion to send items 6 and 7 to Community Development.
Seconded by President Pro Tem Bowman.
Item number 8, regarding a portion of Galveston Place closure, abandonment, and transfer of ownership.
Motion to send to Community Development and City Planning Board.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 9, regarding Jordan Place abandonment and transfer of ownership.
Motion to send to Community Development and City Planning Board.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 10, report of sale, 61 Ashley.
Motion to approve items 10 through and including 22.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 23, appoint complaint clerk.
Motion to send to civil service.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 24, 2025 through 2029 comptroller's estimate and report, 5-year capital debt plan.
Motion to send to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 25, certificate of necessity, transfer of funds, real estate.
Motion to receive and file items 25 and 26.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 27, permission to hire consultant.
Motion to approve items 27 through and including 40.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 41, permission to enter into small wireless facilities master license agreements.
Motion to send to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 42, permission to enter into telecommunications license agreement with ErieNet.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 43, permission to hire BFD emergency generators 2024.
Motion to send items 43 and 44 to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 45, permission to hire community center facilities conditions.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 46, permission to hire Research Foundation of Sunny.
Motion to send to finance.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 47, permission to purchase parks vehicles.
Motion to approve items 47 through and including 49.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 50, report of bids, Houghton Park, ARP Group 1054.
Madam Clerk, this item has been withdrawn.
This item has been withdrawn. Could you move on to item 51?
Okay. Item number 51, report of bids, Schiller Park, ARP Group 1072.
Motion to approve items 51 and 52.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 53, appoint associate account clerk.
Motion to send items 53 through and including 65 to civil service.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 66, permission to accept 2022 and 2023 Stone Garden grant awards.
Motion to send items 66 through and including 68 to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 69, appoint police officers.
Motion to send to civil service.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 70, contract extension for university emergency medical services.
Motion to send items 70 through and including 73 to finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Everett.
Item number 74, appoint battalion chief.
Motion to send item 74 through and including 78 to civil service.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item 79, appoint assistant corporation counsel 4.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 80, contract COB and regional environmental 110 South Park project.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 81, food store license.
Motion to send to legislation.
Item number...
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 82, food store license.
Motion to approve items 82 and 83.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 84, food store license.
Motion to send to legislation.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 85, food store license.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Bowman.
Item number 86, Food Star License.
Motion to send items 86 through and including 89 to legislation.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 90, ARP Directory Beneficiary Agreement.
Motion to approve items 90 through 92.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 93, appoint Assistant Administration of Treasury and Collections.
Motion to send to Civil Service.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 94, Park BER National Contract Extension Request.
Motion to send items 94 through 96 to Finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 97, BSA Board Attendance.
Motion to receive and file items 97 and 98.
Seconded by President Pro Tem Bowman.
Item number 99, Commingling Event Application.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 100, items returned to clerk by mayor with disapproval.
Motion to receive and file items 100 through 105.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Okay. Item number 106, notice of appointment, council intern 3.
Motion to adopt items 106 through 111.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 112, notices of appointment.
Motion to send items 112 and 113 to Civil Service.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 114, ongoing noncompliance of deli stores.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 115, VIA communications on Middle Main Project.
Motion to send community development.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski, who has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to note for the record that VIA is the Visually Impaired Institute of Buffalo, and a lot of this project will be done in and around their facility. And when a first meeting happened, folks that are living with disabilities or visually impaired had a really hard time finding the meeting in Canisius College. So when this item is brought to the Community Development Committee, I do need representatives of the Department of Public Works to come and to talk to them as a group to give us an update on the project, but also how to make it more accessible to those that are living with disabilities and accessing information during this large-scale project. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Next item.
Item number 116, VIA communication regarding being an approved vendor.
Motion to send to Finance.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 117, Brownfield Cleanup Program.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by President Pro Tem Bowman.
Item number 118, SEQR negative declarations.
Motion to adopt items 118 and 119.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 120, special use 2422 South Park for tobacco, hookah, vape.
Motion to send items 120 through and including 124 to legislation and the City Planning Board.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Okay. Item 126, special use 97 Albany for non-owner occupied short-term rental.
Just for the record, item 125 has been withdrawn.
Yes, thank you.
Motion on 126.
Motion to send items 126 through and including 137 to legislation and City Planning Board.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Mm-hmm. Submissions list. Item number 1, notice of appointment, laborer 2.
Motion to receive and file items number 1 and 2.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Finance. Item number 3, letter to Water Board requesting to attend committee meeting.
Motion to receive and file.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Community development. Item number 4, report of sale portion of 442 Berkshire.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 5, report of sale 62 Cortland.
Motion to recommit.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number six, report of sale portion of 535 Northland.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Legislation number seven, 139 Buffalo River and three lot lines. Landmark designation.
Motion to approve. Seconded by Councilmember Rugelenbeck.
Item number eight, special use 2003 Broadway non-owner occupied short-term rental.
Motion to approve items 8 through 10, and items 8 and 10 have conditions. All seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Budget and claims, item number 11.
Your guess is good. Krastowski.
Krastowski. Tina.
Motion is to approve items 11 through 20.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart. Councilmember Gombeck, give the floor.
I'm in the negative on item number 11. I think that we should fight this one in court.
I would like to be marked in negative as well.
Okay. I'm also in the negative on that one.
Okay. Negative. Okay. Motion is to approve items 11 through 20 with council members Bowman, Glumbeck, Halton Pope, and Nowakowski in the negative on number 11, all seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Resolutions. Item number 138, fee waiver city swim project 2024-2025.
Motion to approve items 138 and 139.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 140, appoint marriage officer.
Motion to adopt.
Seconded by Councilmember Glumbeck.
Item number 141, fee waiver for River Rock Run.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 142, set hearing closure, abandonment, and transfer of portion of Galveston Place.
Motion to adopt.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 143, budget and personnel amendment.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 144, City of Buffalo to apply for historic tax credits for Broadway Market revitalization.
Motion to adopt, sending the remaining to finance.
Seconded by Council President Pro Tem Bowman.
Item number 145, modernizing fine caps to reflect true costs of residents.
Motion to send the legislation.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 146, resolution to establish the City of Buffalo Public Dumping Task Force.
Motion to send to community development.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 147, strengthening lease compliance through charter adherence.
Motion to send the legislation.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 148, transfer of funds.
Motion to approve items 148 through 150.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 151, amend zoning map 1069 Abbott Road.
Motion to send to legislation and city planning board.
Seconded by Councilmember Gollenbeck.
Item number 152, ordinance amendment, chapter 264, rental dwelling unit registration.
Motion to send to legislation.
Seconded by Councilwoman Everhart.
Item number 153, set hearing for transfer of a portion of Jordan Place.
Motion to adopt items 153 and 154.
Seconded by Councilmember Wyatt. Announcements.
Yep. So the announcements of committee meetings.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Can we go back to number 80?
Motion is to revisit item number 80, seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
It's not my business what another council member does in his district. However, when we're looking to spend almost $400,000 on something that is not ours right now, I don't know if it's a smart move, especially when we're cash strapped right now. I know that we've budgeted that money from what we were been told, but to budget $400,000 when I can use $500,000 to do curbs in my district is more appropriate. But again, whatever you do as far as your arrangement or whatever's going on with the owner of that property,
that's a whole nother issue. But at the end of the day, this has not been finalized in the courts. So for us to put $400,000 on the table and not know if we're going to get that money back doesn't seem like a smart thing to do, especially right now where we are. So I'm in the negative. Thank you.
Motion.
Motion to rescind the original motion.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Motion to approve with Mr. White and then I get it.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Announcement of committee meetings. The following meetings are scheduled. All meetings are held in the Common Council Chambers, 13th floor, City Hall, Buffalo, New York. Meetings may be attended virtually as well. Committee on Civil Service, Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 at 9:45 a.m. Committee on Finance following Civil Service, Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Committee on Legislation, Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 at 1 p.m. Committee on Community Development, Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 at 2 p.m.
Council members, any announcements for your districts? Councilwoman Eberhardt.
Yep, just one, just a reminder for the Madison District residents, we are now off of recess. And so our stakeholders breakfast will be back on Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m. at Delavan Grider Community Center. That's it.
President Pro Tem Bowman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our annual Lovejoy District picnic is this Thursday, September 5th from 4 to 7 at Fontana's Grove. So it's always a great, well-attended event, and we hope to see everyone out there.
No other announcements?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Councilmember Ferraletto.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.